Blackstone Audio presents The Abominable Man by Maj Cheval and Per Wahlöö. Translated from the Swedish by Thomas Thiel. Chapter 1. Just after midnight, he stopped thinking. He'd been writing something earlier, but now the blue ballpoint pen lay in front of him on the newspaper, exactly in the right-hand column of the crossword puzzle. He was sitting erect and utterly motionless on a worn wooden chair in front of a low table in the cramped little attic room. A round yellowish lampshade with a long fringe hung above his head. The fabric was pale with age, and the light from the feeble bulb was hazy and uncertain. It was quiet in the house, but the quiet was relative. Inside there were three people breathing, and from outside came an indistinct, pulsating, barely discernible murmur, as if from traffic on far-off roads, or from a distant boiling sea. The sound of a million human beings, of a large city in its anxious sleep. The man in the attic room was dressed in a beige lumber jacket, gray ski pants, a machine-knit black turtleneck jumper, and brown ski boots. He had a large but well-tended mustache, just a shade lighter than the hair combed smoothly back at an angle across his head. His face was narrow, with a clean profile and finely chiseled features, and behind the rigid mask of resentful accusation and obstinate purpose, there was an almost childlike expression, weak and perplexed and appealing, and nevertheless a little bit calculating. His clear blue eyes were steady, but vacant. He looked like a little boy, grown suddenly very old. The man sat stock still for almost an hour, the palms of his hands resting on his thighs, his eyes staring blankly at the same spot.